Less than 2 weeks to go until the NFL draft. We're breaking down the quarterbacks today with Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer. I am Phil Maloney. Guys, let's start with the top of the class.
Well, when you look at the top, four names stand out, right? You've got Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen. Darnold, you're probably the most complete guy of those four. Rosen, the most cerebral. Baker Mayfield, the fiery leader. Heisman Trophy winner. And then, of course, Josh Allen, the big arm out of big country. Yes. up in Wyoming. Steve, which one? Do you have a preference? I mean, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everyone. But for my taste, there are two guys that stand out in that group. And I know you're probably thinking Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield. But actually, Josh Rosen isn't one of them. Okay. Baker Mayfield is, okay. And also Sam Darnold. I like both of those guys. Baker Mayfield at the top of my list. I love the spunk that he has. I love the fire. His accuracy was off the charts at the University of Oklahoma. And he's a leader. Guys follow him. We saw that at the Senior Bowl.
And what do you like about Sam Darnold? We saw his pro day. He was zipping it through the rain there.
Yeah, he has a great arm. He's a young guy. He's only started 27 games in college, but that's okay. He's going to go to some club that will take the time and develop him. He can make any throw on the football field, but sometimes because he can do that, he doesn't really go through his mechanics the way that he should.
Yeah, we all remember that Rose Bowl game where he just dominated against Penn State. That earned him a lot of money, might go number one overall. Let's send things over to Andrew Mason with some of his sleepers. Mace?
Thanks, Phil. And of course, the quarterback class this year goes beyond the top four guys. There may be a couple of other first rounders in Louisville's Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph out of Oklahoma State potentially, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the sleepers. Talk about some guys that are second day picks in my opinion. Start with Mike White out of Western Kentucky. First of all, watch here. He rolls right, goes back to his left, eyes downfield, finds the receiver in the end zone for the touchdown. This is the sort of throw that you see him make quite a bit that, frankly, I didn't see him making much of back when he was at South Florida early in his college career. Transferred to Western Kentucky. Of course, WKU has a spread-type offense, and Mike White was a perfect fit for it. Good reads, good presence, good feel for the pass rush as well. You can see that from time to time as you watch film of him. And then you see him get outside there, find the deep receiver. He did this in the Senior Bowl as well. A strong Senior Bowl week for him, capped by a great game and the ability to find players downfield like this and make plays. And watch him against the rush. Watch him. He can roll right, get to the outside, find the guy for the touchdown. Next guy up, I think, is going to be the seventh quarterback taken after the first four, and then Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph. That's Kyle Lauletta out of the University of Richmond. Of course, he played in FCS, Colonial Athletic Association, so not a lot of film of him against Power 5 competition. But what's interesting, he did very well, beat University of Virginia there. You could see that. Nice touchdown field. You like to see him get to the outside shoulder. That's something he can work on. But a big thing about Kyle Lauletta is how smart he is, how he can learn systems. The University of Richmond changed its schemes repeatedly while he was there, and he had no problem running spread types of concepts, pro-style concepts, an offense that brought the two together. So you can throw a lot at Kyle Lauletta in terms of learning a scheme, and he's going to be able to handle it. So he's got a good enough arm, good enough mobility, but the best trait of Kyle Lauletta is probably what's upstairs. Mike White and Kyle Lauletta, I think both of those guys will go day two, and they're good sleepers at quarterback in this year's class, guys.
Mace, thank you very much, guys. We've heard a mix of the top and some of the sleepers. Who's the best fit for the Broncos?
Well, for me, I know I'm about to make a lot of friends with you two right now when I say it is Baker Mayfield. And the big reason for that is because of his attitude. We've talked about it, the fiery competitor that he is. The leadership that he showed in the Senior Bowl made me think that he can step in right away and command not only the quarterback room, but also the offensive room as a whole, really to communicate well with the offensive linemen as well as the receivers. You also want a guy to be able, a backup quarterback to be able to have the skill set as your starter. Right now, that's Case Keenum, and I feel like the skill set that Case possesses, the recall, the ability to look downfield, I think Baker possesses that and more, so I think Baker Mayfield, best fit.
We all like Baker, but he's kind of short, right, Steve? What about that?
It means absolutely nothing. This guy is 6 feet one inches tall, and that's plenty tall. He hasn't had a lot of balls batted down in college, and it won't be a problem at the next level. I love him as a quarterback. I love him as a player. Love him as a leader, and I think he's going to do great things at the next level.
And one thing we've heard from John Elway, he said, all of these guys have a lot of talent, but we want somebody who has that toughness. He can take the hits on and off the field, and we certainly know that Baker Mayfield can handle that. All right, we'll be breaking down the secondary in just a couple of days, but until then, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, and Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Maloney.